Well, hello there, folks, on Audio Boo. I hope you guys are doing well. It is currently Saturday, the 26th of September, and just thought I'd come on here and tell you about a wonderful afternoon that I got to partake in. And before I get to that, I'm going to do a few things first. First of all, I'm going to set this phone here, and then I'm going to turn my computer off. I've been listening to Mahler for no given reason. Just feel like listening to Mahler. And now I'll put these on because I feel like I need them. It's better to have them when I'm hands-free, you know? There, just like that. All right. Turn voiceover on. There we go. Now for this afternoon. First of all, let me explain a little something. There is a service that's offered by the Berlin Philharmonic, and it's called the Digital Concert Hall. Maybe some of you have heard of it before, maybe some of you haven't. But it's just basically an online streaming service where they stream all of their concerts. And then once the concert's over, they put it in the archives for you to listen to at your pleasure. Now, of course, this all comes with a catch. You have to pay, unfortunately, for these types of things. So, yeah. So, so that's the only sucky part, but anyway. So my former high school piano instructor, whom I've had a lot with in common, he messaged me last Sunday and said they just gave me a seven-day trial period for this digital concert hall, and he said it looked like a good program. What are you doing this Saturday? Do you want to come and join? You know, do you want to come over to our house and we'll, you know, I'll feed you and whatever, and we can do the concert. And I was like, yeah, sure, why not? It'd be fun. So that is exactly what happened. Now, he picked me up about 12 this afternoon, and we went to his place, and we had some sandwiches, and he got the stream ready to go, and So, the program was very good. First of all, it was Zubin Mehta, the conductor. He's got to be at least 80 years old now. Anyway, so Zubin Mehta was the conductor, and Gil Shaham was the soloist in Eric Wolfgang Korngold's violin concerto. Absolutely brilliant musician. He is amazing. He played that concerto very well. It's not an easy piece. He says that He said in an interview today that he said that the Korn Gold wasn't played very often. So he, I'm surprised it's not played very often because it's such a beautiful, beautiful piece. Korngold was, he was a German man who, he wrote film music scores, and, in the 1930s and 40s, and, people, other composers of the period were writing 12-tone crap, essentially, that nobody likes. Well, I don't like it anyway, but... And, anyway... Yeah, anyway, that was that. And then after the intermission, there was a performance of Camille Saint-Saëns' Symphony No. 3, also known as the Organ Symphony. So that was definitely a treat for sure. And yeah, it was a very good, very, very, very good performance. And then after the performance, the baseball game was on TV, so we sat there and watched the rest of the baseball game. And Toronto won again today. And I don't follow baseball very much, and I'm not a huge sports fanatic, but it is worthy of note that Toronto has clinched a playoff berth, and it is the first time that they've done this since 1993, which was the last time they clinched a playoff berth. And, yeah. And that, 1993 was the last time they won the World Series. So... I don't know why they call it the World Series when there's a whole bunch of American teams playing baseball, but I don't know. Whatever. So yeah. That was my lovely little afternoon shenanigans. And then of course he drove me home after, so all is well in the world. So yeah, and it's nice. I've gotten along with him ever since I started working with him. I think we have a lot in common. We both like our classical music, and we both love to attend symphony concerts. And anyway, he's been to a lot more symphony concerts than I have, and he's been to some of the great places in Europe. I'm jealous. Anyway, I'm going to get off of here because I don't want my time to run out. So I will talk to you people later. So have a good one and take care, and we'll talk to you very, very soon. All right. Bye for now.